Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
World. I'm John Batchelor. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps Behind the Black. We're watching Bepi Colombo, a mission to Mercury that has taken a long way around the barn. How's it doing, Bob?
Yep, it did its flyby of the Earth, of Mercury, I'm sorry, this past week successfully. This is the fourth flyby of Mercury it's done. It's already done a flyby of Earth and two of Venus. It has still two more flybys of Mercury to do before it finally gets into orbit around Mercury. And when it gets into orbit around Mercury, amoeba-like spacecraft will split into two different orbiters, one from Japan and one from the European Space Agency, and they'll go into complementary orbits to study Mercury. And so it had its flyby of the Earth. Everything was fine. I've got a picture posted of one of the pictures it took when it was only about 100 miles above the surface. It will arrive in Mercury in November 26, which is a year later than planned because of thruster issues, but they've figured out a workaround that they think is going to work, and this flyby indicates it will work. And so in about 2 years, we're going to finally have another orbiter around Mercury studying it, John. Two orbiters, I should say.
Dust storm and Jezero crater. You've got a picture up, Bob. What do we see?
This is a picture from Perseverance. Perseverance is now climbing the rim of Jezero crater, the western rim. That's how it's going to get out of the crater. It's going to go up over the rim, and so it's gaining some height. And so they decided to look back across the crater, and they do this routinely. Both rovers do this routinely to get a sense of the dust in the atmosphere. And Jezero right now is in the dust storm season on Mars, and so right now at Jezero crater, there's a dust storm going on, and the picture shows you can't see very much. It's very dusty. This is not a global dust storm. It's very localized, and they don't expect it to become global. But nonetheless, Jezero crater has a dust storm going on that makes long views very difficult to see.
And that is not a threat to the rover, right?
That's correct. Rover does not depend on solar power, so if there's not a lot of light in it, it doesn't matter. It has a nuclear power source, so that's why it can last so many years. And so, no, it's not an issue to the rover in the slightest. No,
I remember.
There are not giant winds that will blow you over here. You wouldn't even feel anything, but it makes the air very hazy.
I remember that was a problem for Opportunity. Eventually, the dust just...
Opportunity had solar panels, John, and that was what the problem was. Same with Spirit, but that's not a problem with the rovers.
One more detail. I recall that global dust storm on Mars that I fancied I could see Mars red. Is that believable, Bob, on nights that it was bright in the heavens?
No, they're not related. I don't think they are. The dust storm is not something we really understood happened until we got close to Mars in orbit. We knew the surface would change in color and brightness in different ways, and the poles would grow and shrink, but we didn't really understand much of the details before we got there.
Crack in the world, 1965. Is it going to happen to Mars, Bob? We've got 30 seconds.
It already has. There are cracks on Mars. I've talked about it a lot. I have a great cool picture up of one particular short crack on Mars. It's only about 600 miles long. And talk about some of the formation process. It's a cool image. People take a look. It's
Dana Andrews stars in Crack in the World. I recommend it to everybody. 1965. It's in color so the millennials can watch it. This is CBS Eye on the World. Bob Zimmerman keeps Behind the Black. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.